Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Top story this half hour. State troopers say the horse that was injured in this week's rush hour ride on the outbound Dan Ryan is improving. The horse's owner, the Chicago activist who calls himself the Dreadhead Cowboy, is out of jail but faces animal cruelty and other charges and says he has some regrets about how he treated the horse he calls Nunu. Here's WBBM Steve Miller.
Already said Adam Hollingsworth's horse may have to be euthanized. She was so seriously injured. WBBM asked Hollingsworth if he has any regrets about his rush hour ride down the Ryan.
Any regrets? If I could do it over again, I'd do it again, but I'd do it in a better way.
And what does that mean, a better way? How?
I would have made sure that my animal was left up the correct way.
Meaning, he says, he would have bandaged her hoof before the ride, and he would have walked her more on the expressway and not galloped so much. He says he wants his attorney and a veterinarian of his choosing to evaluate his horse's condition. Steve Miller, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Election clerks in many Chicago suburbs launched early voting today, and at least in one county, the demand is strong.
The DuPage County Fairgrounds is just one of the early voting locations open in the western suburbs, and if this is any indication, turnout is going to be robust. The line to get into the polling place this afternoon is out the door and halfway around the big parking lot. Everyone's wearing masks, and many people apparently knew what to expect and brought folding chairs for the wait. This is quite a first day. In Wheaton, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The owners of Chicago area movie theaters who'd hoped to reopen during the coronavirus pandemic are now facing a new issue, a sharp drop in the number of new films being released. WBBM's Jim Goodis is live on the newsline with that story.
Lisa Dina Vlahakis owns the Pickwick Theater in Park Ridge, which has been open for about 5 weeks.
The second week we actually opened wasn't too badly, and I compared it with the year before, and we were only down about 40%. But as I've noticed the last few weeks, we're only doing about 10% of our normal business.
Vlahakis says concerns about COVID-19 are one reason why some people are staying away from theaters, but he says the bigger problem is that Hollywood has been delaying the release of many new films, which has greatly reduced interest in going to the movies. He also says the Pickwick might be forced to close temporarily if studios don't start distributing more new releases.
The city of Pekin, downstate, finds itself playing referee as neighbors put up political yard signs that some find offensive.
Pekin resident Taddy Wind and her husband had a yard sign reading blank Trump.
We get this really hard knock on our door, and it's the city ordinance officer.
He said the sign had to come down. Wind was upset because she told WMBD a sign down the street reads Just Say No, Sleepy Joe Biden, and the blank, using a derogatory word for women referring to his running mate. That she said isn't right.
Saying derogatory terms against women, we're trying to prove a point. You can't pick one or the other.
Pekin City Manager Mark Rothert said the city uses its discretion to decide what's allowed.
There is a balance we have to strike here with First Amendment rights.
Generally, he said if you can't say it on TV or the radio, you can't put it on your sign. Wynn swapped her anti-Trump sign for one using the same B word that's on the anti-Biden sign. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Now to the latest on the coronavirus here in Illinois. The health department is reporting today 2,257 new cases, 30 more deaths over the past day. One of those deaths, a woman from the Bloomington area in her 30s.
Illinois State Republicans say the numerous corruption investigation that indictment show it's time for tougher ethics laws in the General Assembly. State Senator Dan McConkie from Hawthorne Woods.
There's a lot of issues that are out there that we could be addressing, but what we wanted to do was focus on the fact that we need to be cleaning up our own house. We have a number of colleagues who have been indicted, recently pleaded guilty to various types of crimes.
Mike Madigan, Speaker of the House, is an apparent focus of a bribery investigation in which comments that it paid $200 million in a deferred prosecution agreement.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app. And, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.